This is Jordan Secchio live at the Republican National Convention where the Constitution takes center stage.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
So it is my privilege to proclaim the 2012 Republican National Convention in session and called to order.
We believe in sound money. We believe in limited government. We believe in economic freedom. We believe in the founding principles. We believe that this is a watershed moment for America, whether or not we're going to reclaim the American idea or we're going to become, you know, a cradle of the grave welfare state, which is where I think the president is taking us.
Mr. President, take your campaign of division and anger and hate back to Chicago and let us get about rebuilding and reuniting America.
And so at the end of the day, it's a choice between the president's failed leadership and the Mitt Romney-Paul Ryan plan of reclaiming our founding principles, getting back to economic freedom and liberty, and reviving this economy.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm here live in Tampa at the Republican National Convention. My dad joining us as well. We want to talk to you, 1-800-684-3110. The Constitution, as we talked about, taking center stage here at the Republican National Convention. What's taking center stage at the DNC next week? Well, we know the head of Planned Parenthood, the head of NARAL Pro-Choice America, they've both been asked to now deliver convention speeches for the Democrat National Committee. Who would have thought weeks ago that this would have been about abortion, that it would have taken this kind of center stage, the issue? If you've been watching television, seeing the political ads run, you've seen the abortion advertising. And Dad, now putting forward the head of Planned Parenthood, who's caused so much controversy, putting forward the head of abortion rights lobbying groups.
Well, of course, the irony of all this is that you've got Planned Parenthood, who's under investigations from literally from coast to coast. We've got lawsuits against them as well. The DNC's putting up Planned Parenthood as their primary, as one of their major speakers because they want to highlight the issue of abortion. And they're doing this because of the controversy with Congressman Todd Akin out of Missouri. That's what they're trying to do here, who is the Republican nominee for Senate. So they're trying to take that controversy and create this abortion distortion, if you will. Now, the fact of the matter is this. It does show you the clear distinction between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party on the issue of life. The Republican Party has a pro-life platform and pro-life candidates. The Democratic National Committee not only has a pro-abortion policy, but they shun pro-life candidates within their own party. They are not inclusive at all. If you're pro-life, you're basically not welcome. We've seen that time and time again. And now you're seeing the stark reality of the two. Although at the end of the day, the primary issue that I think voters will be looking at least during these conventions that you're going to hear is a lot on the economy coming out of the Republicans. And the Democrats are going to try to muddle the message because, let's face it, they don't want to run on the economy. Hey, we're taking your phone calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. And we want to talk about your view on the state of the race right now for President of the United States. We want your opinions, your ideas, where you see things are. What do you think the issue should be? 1-800-684-3110 is that number. Jordan, what's the sense that you're getting at the convention right now?
Well, tonight you've got Chris Christie and Romney, then, of course, Paul Ryan the following night and Mitt Romney. There was, a little bit of confusion with the schedule here, but I think things are on track starting today. People will be tuning in. I encourage people, watch both conventions. Even if you think you've made up your mind, it's a great way to see what these parties are all about. What are they highlighting to you? What are they putting at center stage? And the fact is that the DNC has asked people like the head of Planned Parenthood and the head of NARAL to take a center stage role. And the Constitution here has become really a main focal point, which I'm excited about. The fact is people have been talking about it a long time. If you want to get a copy of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Gettysburg Address, call our toll-free number now. Get the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also request your copy at aclj.org, but call now, 877-989-2255. Come together,
yeah. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. And when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of ACLJ's Foundations of Freedom, a vital resource that includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm here at the Republican National Convention here in Tampa, Florida, as things finally begin to kick off today with Chris Christie and Ann Romney, Paul Ryan tomorrow, and then, of course, the main speech by Mitt Romney, the biggest speech of his career coming up this week as well. We're also talking about what's happening at the Democrat National Convention. Why is that? Well, they've decided to highlight the pro-abortion industry center stage, giving keynote addresses, the head of Planned Parenthood, the head of NARAL Pro-Choice America, this controversy over abortion. You know, I don't think months ago anyone thought this would have been a key issue to display at either convention, but certainly not when it comes to the left. But they think they've got an issue they are not shying away from whatsoever, the issue of abortion on demand. I mean, having the main abortion industry lobbyist and the head of the number one abortion provider in the world together speaking at the Democrat National Convention, I think sends a very strong, clear message that regardless of how you vote, you can't deny that they are embracing fully the abortion agenda.
Well, they've also got, you have a situation where Planned Parenthood has announced that they are planning to spend upwards of $3 million to attack Mitt Romney, the biggest abortion business in the nation, according to Life News, is prepared to spend heavily to ensure that hundreds of millions it receives in federal funding continues by launching an aggressive attack on presidential candidate Mitt Romney and the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. That's the political arm of Planned Parenthood that does more than 300,000 abortions a year, of course, has endorsed President Obama and, as I said, planned to spend $3 million to target voters in battleground states of Ohio and Virginia with ads bashing Governor Romney for wanting to cut its taxpayer funding to Planned Parenthood. So you're funding Planned Parenthood, and they're then using it against the Republican candidate nominee for President of the United States. This is the nature of how this Planned Parenthood funding goes. Hey, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to know what issues matter to you. How do you view the campaign? What issues are of concern to you and should be front and center at the campaign as well? We're also in the final couple of days here, literally, of our matching challenge, and we've got a matching challenge, and we want to be able to make that challenge. So if you go to aclj.org, let me encourage you to make an online gift to aclj.org, and when you do so, not only is it tax deductible, but if you donate $10, we get 20, 20 is 40, 40, 80, and so on. So go to aclj.org, or you can call in your pledge and also get Foundations of Freedom at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. We encourage you to participate and join with us in supporting the great work of the ACLJ. If you enjoy this broadcast and our endeavors, that's a great way for you to go and support the work by making that online tax-deductible donation, which will be matched, which we really appreciate. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've got calls coming in. Jordan, let's go to them.
Yep, Nancy is calling in from Kentucky on line 6. Nancy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, thank you very much. I wanted to say that my number one issue of all the candidates, well, I have three. One is who we are going to support Israel, which candidate is going to follow the Bible, and we have to. We have no other choice but to bless Israel. Then I think we should get back to all basic Christian issues. Abortion is very important. I also think that we should take care of our military and our defense. Those are the issues I'm looking for.
All right, so you're talking about the Middle East, which is Israel. You're talking about issues like abortion and the life of the unborn child, and then making sure our military is not only ready but taken care of. I think those are all legitimate issues. The one thing you did not mention was the economy, which I suspect is going to play heavy in a lot of this because of the terrible situation the economy is in and has unfortunately not gotten better, and that's not good for America, and it's not good for Americans. By the way, talking about Israel, let me just give you a quick update. We're up to 125,000 signatures on our petition. We will get to 150,000. With some mailings we're doing, which is great. So a huge thank you to those of you participating in that Israel petition right now. Let's go back. Jordan, now you're going to see tonight, I think, thematically, we're talking about the Constitution. We're talking about we did build this. This is the kind of message you're going to get on the economy and then where the country is going to be taking America back.
Yeah, you've got the national debt clock is actually right at the stage of the Republican National Convention. That launched yesterday, including the counting down the debt that's been added to our national debt since the beginning of the convention, which technically did start yesterday, was gaveled in. And I think, Chris Christie, and I, people are expecting a hard-hitting, very hard-hitting, probably the hardest-hitting speech of the convention, certainly of the highlighted keynote speakers. So everybody will be watching that closely tonight. And I just encourage everyone listening to the broadcast now, take advantage of both of these party conventions. They are laying out in their mind what is their best image, putting forward to you what they want you to take away. And I think you have a very clear contrast here with the Republican and Democrat conventions and who they've chosen to speak and deliver messages from. Let's get right back to the phones. Dion is calling in from Maryland on line 4. Dion, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Dion.
Hi. Thanks for your work, guys. I was wondering how the Obama folks are able to make it seem to everyone that it's Romney who was in power. It's Romney's policies that have failed us, and it's not Romney that's the challenger, but Romney is portrayed as the incumbent. And Jay, I think you are skillful enough to help these guys correct the media portrayal. How is it possible the Obama folks can do that? They tie every policy, even the guy Aiken, to Romney, when Romney has been successful as a capitalist, as even a woman. If this guy had been faithful as a Christian and as a capitalist, or prosecuted those guys who ran down the economy in Wall Street, then he probably can criticize Romney.
Well, what you bring up a great point, Dion. What they're doing is this. The president does not want to run on the economic issues, obviously, because he can blame this on George Bush all he wants, but 4 years later, you've been president for 4 years, you've got to take responsibility. So that's number one. So I think there's no issue at all that can really be addressed on the economic side that is palatable for President Obama. So then you try to make put a situation in place where Governor Romney is responsible for everything that's gone on in the country for the last 4 years because the House has been controlled by the Republicans. But the House has only been controlled by the Republicans for two of those years. The president had the House, the Senate, and the White House for 2 years. Nothing accomplished other than Obamacare, which is, of course, the big challenge that everybody has. So this is why you're seeing this kind of attempt to blame Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney's concepts and ideas and Republican principles of capitalism, free markets, this idea that we're not ashamed to be Americans, that in fact that we take pride in being American, we believe in American exceptionalism, and that's the stark contrast you're going to see. But look, I mean, the fact of the matter is the President of the United States has a lot of the media with him, and that's where the challenge for Governor Romney Thursday night is going to be to get that message across. Now, I think it's coming across. I saw some even some pieces on CNN yesterday that I thought were pretty fair and balanced, although I saw something on MSNBC that was just, you know, awful. So, I mean, you got the media issues, Jordan. How's it playing down there at the convention right now? They know that there's got to be a breakthrough moment for Governor Romney.
Yeah, there's no shock that this speech for him is the biggest speech he's given, not just in his, you know, in this campaign, but in his entire political career. And that's because most Americans, I'm not talking about people who are listening to this show right now, but most Americans, this is, you know, right when they just start tuning into what's happening in politics and what's happening with this election cycle, and kind of an opportunity to really talk to the country, not just through the commentators, but, you know, I was just reading a piece also about the media, and the truth is that these speeches are so important because of what's said afterwards as well. What do the commentators think? Especially even people like Ann Romney. They will be more scrutinized these nights than they have been throughout this entire process because you've got more media here than you do attendees. I mean, there's more media from all over the world. The only event that gets more media in the entire world is the Olympics. This has more than the Super Bowl.
It's pretty unbelievable. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're asking you this question. What are the issues that have you the most engaged? What are the things that you think should be the determining points for this election? You can let us know which candidates you're for. We don't tell you who to vote for here. Which positions you advocate? What are the policies you want to hear discussed? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Big announcement coming out of the DNC, and that is, as Jordan mentioned, the head of Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice America given primetime speaking slots, which means they're going to push that issue very much front and center at their convention next week in Charlotte, North Carolina. So very interesting to watch that as well. So we'll keep you posted and we'll have analysis on that. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. We want to see, and we want, listen, opposing views are fine. Let's get into the discussion on what matters, what counts for America right now. What is the issue that galvanizes you and it's getting you to the poll? 1-800-684-3110. Now, let me tell you this. We're in the last few days of our matching challenge, folks. I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You go right now to ACLJ.org. You make an online gift. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. So go to ACLJ.org, and that will really help us out. Again, tax deductible. You give $10, we get $20. That keeps the broadcast on the air, keeps us fighting the good fight. ACLJ.org, or you can also get Foundations of Freedom at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. And when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of ACLJ's Foundations of Freedom, a vital resource that includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I'm here at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. Things kick off officially this evening for those of you tuning in on television with Ann Romney and Chris Christie. Mitt Romney is here, may make an appearance. There's always rumors about those early appearances on the convention floor and coming out to say hello to folks and re-energize them. Things have gotten off to a bit of a slow start because of the hurricane, of course, and then the storm, the tropical storm everybody's been watching in the Gulf. But now things are officially getting going down here. We'll have full coverage for you all week here at the Republican National Convention. Also, taking your phone calls. You know, this is when the parties put on display what they think is their best image to you. This is what they want you to take away from the Republican Party, what they want you to take away from the Democrat Party. I think you can learn a lot from who they choose to have represent the parties and who they choose to highlight and their messages that they highlight. And what you're seeing at the DNC, which is scheduled, is, of course, the head of Planned Parenthood. So you got the number one abortion provider in the world. And then the number one abortion lobbyist, the head of NARAL Pro-Choice America. They're highlighting that at the DNC. And I really can't think of a time in modern history, and since really the abortion debate, where the a political party has actually gone so far, Dad, to highlight the abortion issue. It's not one that any candidates usually run on.
No, what they're doing right now is they're trying to highlight and really take advantage of the situation with Congressman Todd Akin, who's our friend. I mean, Todd Akin's been a friend of ours for a long time, and he's served the House well. And what they're trying to do is take a situation of statements that he made, and they're trying to create a distraction. And the distraction is, well, they're not going to talk about the economy. They're not going to talk about these other issues. They're going to talk about, abortion. As if there's some kind of abortion mandate coming in this next presidency. The only thing that's major about abortion is we're giving $350 million to Planned Parenthood, and they turn around to run $3 million worth of ads against Mitt Romney, and they're speaking at the DNC. So think about that for a moment, folks. How is that even possible? I mean, why is that possible? That we're funding this. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that we're still dealing with this as a country. You know, for 30 years of this Planned Parenthood funding, it's to me, just frankly, preposterous. Again, I want to say a thank you to those of you that are supporting the work of the ACLJ. This last few days here, we're in the final days of our matching challenge campaign. We want to reach our goal. So go to aclj.org. You can make an online gift, or you can call and get Foundations of Freedom. And I encourage you, even when you get Foundations of Freedom, which of course is free, we want you to make a gift as well if you can do that. It really helps us out. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we'll be taking, of course, some of your calls as well. Let's go right to those, Jordan.
Marianne's calling in from Iowa online, too. Marianne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marianne.
Thank you, Jay and Jordan. I'd like to make a quick quote and quick comment from Proverbs 21:13. He who shuts his ears to the cry of the helpless will himself cry for help and not be heard. Only God is in control of everything. He intervenes everywhere. If we put the economy before the life issue and moral issues, God will not bless us, and it will work against us. It would be like putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah, let me give you one take on that. I understand what you're saying. But I also view the economy as a moral issue. I think that the economic situation we find our country in is also a moral issue. I don't divorce the word moral from the economy because I don't want to leave my children and grandchildren with this kind of debt. I think it ends the American experience as we know it. And so I think that becomes – I'm not saying one's more important than the other, by the way. I'm saying they all have, in my view, a moral component. When you look at the issues like the economy, there is a moral component to that. Paul Ryan actually has talked about that as he's been campaigning. He says that economic freedom is part of what we're trying to be claiming as our founding principles. Listen to soundbite number one.
We see eye to eye on a lot of issues. We believe in sound money. We believe in limited government. We believe in economic freedom. We believe in the founding principles. We believe that this is a watershed moment for America, whether or not we're going to reclaim the American idea or we're going to become, you know, a cradle-to-grave welfare state, which is where I think the president is taking us. And so at the end of the day, it's a choice between the president's failed leadership and the Mitt Romney-Paul Ryan plan of reclaiming our founding principles, getting back to economic freedom and liberty, and reviving this economy.
So there you have it. I mean, and Jordan, that I review that, and I know there's even been stronger statements that are talking about this, the economics of this darn moral issue. But what are you hearing down there at the convention?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's been a message loud and clear, especially to evangelicals, conservative voters, is that you don't divorce these issues. They're all part of a worldview. So you go with the worldview of the government, as Paul Ryan was just saying, that soundbite controls every part of your decision, that you are completely reliant on a government to handle things for you, or is it more about the individual, the personal responsibility to take care of things, to have the opportunity? We create these open markets, open systems, and then you take advantage of the opportunities here, and including the risk that comes with that. And that is the discussion, the worldview. And I think within that, you cannot say, well, that's just an economic issue, and that's just a moral issue, that's just a Christian issue, and that's just a liberal issue. They all go together, especially now, I think, more than ever. People realize that it's certainly moral when you're talking about leaving billions of dollars and tens of thousands of dollars for each American born in debt, those who have not even had an opportunity yet to pay taxes or work in this country, and they're already saddled with that much debt the day they're born.
Well, you know, here's what President Obama said about kind of how he views this whole campaign going back. This is a flashback to 2008, but boy, it sounds like it's something it could be today. Listen to number 8.
If you don't have any fresh ideas, then you use stale tactics to scare voters. If you don't have a record to run on, then you paint your opponent as someone people should run from.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, the president's certainly not running on his economic record on this one. So we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan's going to be on in his program right after this, following this broadcast, and he'll be taking your live questions as well. So keep calling with 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, and that will give you we'll be glad to get you on the air and talk with either me or Jordan. Let's grab another call here, Jordan, before the end of this broadcast.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. And if people want to keep talking to us, I will be on for another 30 minutes taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Bob called in from California on line 3. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, you know, they make Planned Parenthood sound like they're how to plan to be a parent. They don't tell you that they're going to talk your spouse or your girlfriend into taking the baby, you know.
Well, they are in the business of abortion, and they can't deny that because they perform over 350,000 of them a year. They are in the business of abortion, and the president and the DNC has decided that next week they're going to highlight the fact that they are the pro-abortion party. That's what they're running on. They think that's going to impact their base. I think that's going to also – I think it backfires, frankly. I think it's going to galvanize more of the Republican base in opposition to this, and if they think they're going to take advantage of the Todd Akin situation, they got another thing coming. Americans are not, by and large, buying the idea that taxpayers should be funding Planned Parenthood. And that, by the way, Republicans and Democrats. People are not buying it. Americans are not buying it. And that's really the reality of what we're dealing with. Jordan, any sense on why they made that move? Why are they highlighting that? Because they think they can draw a division here?
Absolutely. They're trying to, again, scare. It's kind of like what President Obama said when he was running the first time, trying to criticize Republicans then. Scare people. You know, when you've got nothing else to talk about, you start talking about things like abortion and highlighting the head of Planned Parenthood. It just seems like they must not have much to talk about when it comes to the economy. They must have much to talk about when it comes to foreign policy. So they're going to highlight the number one abortion provider in the world.
Unbelievable. We'll talk more about it. Jordan will be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So get on the phone and stay on the phone. Let's talk about this. 800-684-3110. And again, folks, we're in our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. Make an online donation, tax deductible, help us out. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. We'll give you Foundations of Freedom. You can also make that donation, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.